By now, most of us know the difference in La Niña and El Niño. La Niña tends to be associated with dry weather. El Niño, just the opposite. Both are the result of water temperatures in our southern hemisphere. Warm ocean water, wet weather. Cool ocean water, dry conditions. But beyond that, predicting the results of either is a guessing game. And by that I mean, an El Niño condition could create a rainy season for the southern part of our country, or perhaps the upper Midwest, this year. All I've read so far about the current El Niño is it isn't expected to have much impact on the California drought. But by next spring, many things could happen to change all that. The current El Niño pattern could change. It could bring rains to that area. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.